Welcome to the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday morning, October 21st, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of finance news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
PayOnward brings CyberLock Secure into its digital payments platform. CyberLock Technologies, Inc. is integrating CyberLock Secure into PayOnward's digital payment solutions, enhancing security for credit unions and community-based financial institutions. CyberLock Secure's multi-factor authenticator adds layers of protection by verifying user identity with location, one-time passcodes, and biometrics. This helps prevent fraudulent activities like fund diversion, fake vendors, and account takeovers. PayOnward CEO Carrie Strange highlights the importance of reducing fraud at the account level. Chris Jackson, president of CyberLock Q, emphasizes the real-time risk-based authentication provided to keep financial institutions secure. CyberLock Technologies offers adaptive risk-based authentication solutions to combat digital fraud, while PayOnward's AI-driven platform modernizes services for CUs and CBFIs. Investor news breaks: ECGI Holdings Inc., OTC ECGI, secures up to $25 million institutional financing facility to support expansion and acquisitions. ECGI Holdings Inc., trading on the OTC under the symbol ECGI, has secured an institutional financing facility of up to $25 million to support its expansion and acquisition efforts. The company has already received an initial tranche of $255,000 to pursue a near-term acquisition opportunity. President Jamie Steigerwald highlighted that this funding enhances financial flexibility and demonstrates institutional confidence in ECGI's growth strategy. ECGI Holdings focuses on developing innovative, technology-driven businesses with sustainable revenue models in sectors like artificial intelligence, fintech, and experiential hospitality. To learn more about ECGI Holdings and its recent financing news, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link.
Monroe Capital supports growth of Andersen Global. Monroe Capital recently announced it acted as sole lead arranger and administrative agent on the funding of a senior credit facility to support the growth of Andersen Global, an affiliated portfolio company of Sun European Partners. Andersen Global, founded in 2023 and headquartered in Las Vegas, NV, is a global buy-and-build platform in the corporate services sector. Offering a comprehensive set of services, Andersen has over 600 employees and 15 office locations worldwide. Monroe Capital LLC specializes in private credit markets and has been providing capital solutions since 2004. The firm is known for being a value-added partner to business owners and investors, with a focus on generating high-quality returns. For more information, visit www.monroecap.com.
Marketing is having an identity crisis, and it's about time. Marketing is currently experiencing an identity crisis, with challenges such as proving effectiveness, understanding AI, and outdated playbooks. Attribution struggles due to modern buyer behavior, while AI usage lacks proper training. The traditional marketing playbook is no longer effective as buyers seek credibility and usefulness. It's time to rebuild intentionally, focusing on what works for your business and audience. Intention.ly helps fintech and financial services clients align teams, upskill talent, and experiment with new approaches for future growth. Founder and CEO Kelly Waltrich, with 20 years of experience in financial services marketing, leads the charge in disrupting the industry with innovative AI-powered marketing strategies.
GBC issues RFI to design private capital strategy to support neighborhood revitalization. The Greater Baltimore Committee has issued a request for information seeking partners to design a private capital strategy for neighborhood revitalization. This initiative aims to attract billions of dollars in private investment to eliminate vacant properties and rebuild Baltimore's neighborhoods. The RFI is a crucial step in the city's 15-year, multi-billion-dollar redevelopment effort, supported by the state of Maryland, the city of Baltimore, and Build Baltimore. The selected partner will work on strategies to attract and deploy private investment, strengthen neighborhoods, and ensure financing aligns with public priorities. Key dates for the RFI process include questions due by October 25, 2025, and submissions due by November 21, 2025. The Greater Baltimore Committee is eager to collaborate with organizations that can mobilize private investment for community revitalization.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsArmp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsArmp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.